GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Good morning, Deb, on the PDQ Door telephone line. A fellow we talked to on this radio program last week, Curtis Picard, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Maine. He's right on line three.
Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, Rick.
Listen, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Retail Association of Maine, your world revolves around our retailers in the state of Maine. And you and I work closely together, and I have seen all of the efforts you're putting forth to support Maine's retailers. First of all, can you just let us know how retailers are doing and what you're hearing out there?
Yeah, well, I heard Rick refer to it earlier last week from our interview last week that it was a punch in the gut. I'll take it a step further. It feels like we've gone 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. yeah. Retail, restaurants, hospitality properties, I think, have, really been hit. I think they've been hit hardest, really. These are the small businesses that power our economy. And, 3 weeks ago, we were talking about not having enough employees. And now our world has changed upside down in a matter of weeks.
Curtis, last week we were talking about how can we help the retailers. Now we have to ask, how can the retailers help themselves?
Yeah, and I'm very encouraged that it seems like the federal government has finally reached a deal, because that's the next piece. Our state legislature did a great job last week with what they could do. You heard Commissioner Johnson and Bruce Wagner talk about the loans that are coming from SBA and FAME, and those are certainly helpful. But a big piece of this is this federal package that it seems like they have a deal on. And you better believe I'm going to be continuing to listen to your show this morning when Senator Collins is on to talk about the details of what's in that. Because from what I had seen from the draft on Sunday, things like the Paycheck Protection Act, some of the other enhancements to unemployment are going to be critical for small businesses.
And again, Curtis, you do a really good job of getting that information out to your members, to retailers across the state. What other ways can the rest of us help them right now?
One of the great ways is, Deb, as you know, all of the chambers of commerce and different associations, we all work really, really well together. And it's never been more evident than through this crisis as to how well we can work together. So, our friend and partner down at the Portland Region Chamber, Quincy Hensel, approached you and me and a bunch of other folks and said, what can we do collectively? So last Friday afternoon, we launched a new campaign called Pay It Forward Maine. We kicked it off, and the idea is to encourage Mainers and everybody else to support your local businesses, whether that's buying a gift card, doing Takeout Tuesday, Takeout Thursday, doing what you can for these small businesses that have needed to quickly adapt and change to try to stay in business. A lot of them are closed right now, and I know we've spent a lot of time talking about essential and non-essential, but the ones that are still open and still trying to survive, or if they still have a website up and running, please try to support them, because any cash flow right now is going to be critically important.
Curtis Picard is the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Maine. At the invitation of Deb Newman from Bangor's Region Chamber of Commerce, the special edition of GHRT, Commerce and COVID-19. A listener sends us this note, Curtis, and I'm going to paraphrase. I'm worried my job won't be there when the retail shop reopens.
Yeah, I get it. I'm sure Deb is taking these phone calls and emails as well. Every day I hear from a different member, a longtime member, that has said, you know what, I had to let my staff go today. And it was the hardest thing they've had to do. I've been doing this line of work for a long time. The members that we have are like family to me, and I know the people that work for them are like family to them. So it's hard. It's emotional. They're trying to do what they can. That's why I'm hopeful this federal package really has some legitimate small business help in it. We know it's a big price tag. We know as a society we're going to be paying this off for years and years to come, but we have no other choice. And I have to give a lot of credit to Senator Collins as being one of the people at the forefront of this and really trying to make this happen. The Paycheck Protection part of that was really her idea, and it looks like something that could really help and work. So everybody's doing everything they can. We all get it. but we're all in this together, and we will get through this.
And I need to echo your sentiments about employers caring so much about their employees. We're hearing that all the time. It's just so difficult trying to figure out what to do about their business and their employees or their family. We are going to have a commissioner from Department of Labor joining us here on the program. The unemployment, all of that has been sort of reshaped to help employees who are currently unemployed. I think the biggest concern for all of us, and that might not be the right word, but just I've never experienced so much uncertainty. We just don't know. And I'm thinking ahead to our summer tourism season.
Yeah.
With a big question mark.
Yeah. And I think I don't know how many people actually recognize this, but the timing of this almost couldn't have been worse for Maine, because most of our retailers and restaurants and hospitality properties were at their lowest point of the year cash flow rise. You know, they're looking forward to that summer tourism season. They're looking forward to that influx of business. So it really couldn't have happened at a worse time for a lot of those folks. And that's been a real challenge. But I do want to mention one thing. And, you know, each of these days, it feels like a week or a year. And there's a lot of, you know, hard emails and phone calls we get. But every day that's gone by, there's also been a little bit of encouragement. And yesterday, I just want to share a short story. Got a call from one of our members that's a distiller, and they're working on making hand sanitizer for some of the local hospitals. And I know we've seen that story, and it's a great story. But here's where it gets down to the details. They were looking for some ingredients and some containers to actually package the goods in. And so they called me up and said, look, we're having a real problem. We need between 500 and 5,000 plastic containers, 16-ounce containers. Can you help? And I said, well, I'll do everything I can. And within an hour, I had a bunch of emails and phone calls out there, and it looks like we've been able to hook them up. So, you know, even doing little things like that keeps me going each and every day. And I know, Deb, you're probably experiencing the same thing. Wherever we can help our members or answer their question, we're doing it. And that's what will keep us going, and that's what will get us through this.
Curtis, final quick question, final quick answer. How long will it take for Maine's businesses to economically recover from the COVID-19 pandemic? It's our question of the day. What do you think? Weeks, months, years? Not sure?
Yeah, nobody knows. It's unsure, because even right now, we still don't even know the full impact of what's going on. It's all anecdotal. Mm-hmm. You know, we're hearing the places that are closed,
yep,
laying people off. We don't know yet, unfortunately.
Curtis, thank you so much. On line two, at your invitation, Deb, it's Nana Connors of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, if you want to welcome him to this special edition of GHRT.
Good morning, Dana. How are you this morning?
I am very fine, thank you.
Rick Tyler still has a problem with you. We need to resolve this.
You know, I compounded over time, the amount of money I didn't get paid for delivering your paper back in Presque Isle back in the day. But we'll save that for another day when there's more.
No, we won't, because the truth of the matter is, that's why he didn't welcome me, because he knows he's not telling the truth. But I will tell you the truth. He was a very nice young man, and believe it or not, very quiet and reserved.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still a great guy, but his memory is not up to par. I don't know him anymore. As a matter of fact, it grows an amount every time he references it.
It's like the fish keeps getting bigger, like
bigger
and bigger
in the story.
And bigger. Dana,
yeah,
Connors.
He started out at a quarter.
That was good. We needed a little levity this morning. You know what's going on. You were the president of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. We just spoke with Curtis Picard, Retail Association of Maine. Give us your thoughts about Maine's businesses, Maine's commerce. What's happening? There's some certainly challenges, many challenges we're all facing, but there have been some bright spots as well.
Oh, I think that shouldn't be lost or not stated in this incredible challenge, unprecedented challenge that we are currently a part of. You know, many of us have recognized, first of all, let me say, I said this last week and I repeat it because it bears repeating, speaking of good things, this program and your constant attention on this issue that provides us the opportunity to speak to it, to vet, to share stories is a tremendous service. I thank you today as I did last week, and keep up the good work. It's magnificent. It's also your program today, as well as the work that we do with local and regional chambers. We are a chamber family, regardless of the size of the chamber or regardless of your how your functions may be. We have come together, we are together, and we work together. And the truth of the matter is your program and the work of this state trying to get our arms around this incredible challenge really does recognize that this is an issue that's bigger than any one of us, but it's not bigger than all of us. And I think the program, and when you're listening to those who have shared comments on your program today, really illustrate that, because everybody is pulling together. Indeed, we don't know how quickly this is going to end, but we do know that the more we work together, the more that we share information, the good stories that give us encouragement and hope, as well as information, resources, what's happening with the state. Our state has been very responsive. The governor has been very measured and very responsive in her approach to this. The entire state government has been as well, and you can't say enough of good about Dr. Shah. At the same time, as has been noted, the federal government, which has been very critical to this, has stepped into this arena to help the individual, the small business, the large business, and the program that we anticipate seeing is the one that looks at the SBA that provides capital now in order to keep our employees in place to meet some of our immediate needs, but it's forgiven if you make that type of commitment, as well as our larger businesses. I think that this state has really stepped up to the challenge, and I can't say enough of good about how the chambers have come together. We work just about every day. We have conference calls twice a week. We have a website that's devoted to recognizing all the chambers and their work. It provides resource information. We start the day with sharing the clips of the day. We end the day with what is now a daily impact, which is our newsletter. I think that the sooner that we recognize the value and the importance and the commitment we all have to make to social distancing, to recognize its relationship to our public health, it also will have an impact on the economy, because it will minimize the time it takes to get our arms around this, and it certainly will minimize the downside to the economy. But I think Curtis brought forward some examples, but they're all around us. I mean, the L.L. Beans, the Harvard Pilgrims, the Spectrum Charter, and the list goes on, Comcast. There's so many out there that have stepped out of their regular responsibilities, as challenging as that is, and are looking out for their neighbor or the other business sectors. And I think that's a main tradition, and that's why we're also proud to be a Mainer.
Dana, let us jump in just for a second, because now we only have 2 minutes left in the segment. If a business hasn't reached out to the chamber, maybe they are a member, what benefits await them by linking up with you guys?
Oh, I think that if you go to our webpage, mainchamber.org, you can use that to access any of your local and regional chambers. You'll find resources on there that speak to the program, to some of the benefits that you've just heard from Bruce or from Heather or from the SBA. You're going to find information about what others are doing and how you can go about helping. It is a source that is a one-stop that connects all chambers and other associations as well. I think this is a time that all associations and all chambers come together as one. It is a one-stop, and I'm proud to say that website that connects all chambers will help you navigate the things that you need to know and the information that's of importance to you.
I'll just add to that really quickly. I know for our chamber and many other chambers, we don't care right now whether you're a chamber member or not. If you're a business and you've been impacted and you're in our community, we will do whatever we can to support you.
That's uniform. I mean, I think one of our local chambers captured the term better together. And boy, that speaks volumes about the commitment that we all have to get us through this as quickly as possible.
Dana, we're asking all of the guests the question of the day. How long will it take for Maine's businesses to economically recover from the COVID-19 pandemic? All the employees want to know, the owners want to know. How long do you think it will take, Dana?
I wish I knew that, because I would start promoting that every single moment of every single day. I think that my answer to that would be, the sooner that we make the commitment in terms of the social distancing and the things that are necessary to minimize the spread, will have a direct impact on bringing our economy back to where it needs to be. I wish I had it, but I don't have it. But I can say the sooner will be the better result.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.